Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 13th of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to a look at the latest news on the island. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, the Constabulary's report on the TT and the ACU investigates incidents. David Ashford, MHK, talks about his time at the DHSC. More on last night's incident at the gas storage facility. Next year's proposed TT may prevent the right to worship. And will other airlines ever want to fly from Ronald's Way?
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First of my Chanel Soku.
First of my. Police have arrested over 100 people and seized drugs worth hundreds of thousands of pounds during TT. Figures have been released by the constabulary, which shows 156 arrests were made and Class A and B drugs worth £400,000 were confiscated at Manx ports. Comprehensive investigative processes are being followed for each of the serious incidents that occurred at this year's TT. ACU Events Limited, the race organizers, says every aspect of the incidents will be analyzed using root cause methodology. Manx Care has dropped the requirement for people to wear face coverings in its health and social care settings with immediate effect. In international news, police searching for missing British journalist Dom Phillips and his colleague Bruno Pereira in Brazil say reports that their bodies have been found are incorrect. And Boris Johnson's confident the country will get through a tough economic time. New GDP figures show the economy shrank by 0.3% in April. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you. Chanel from the Ronald's Way Met Office. No wind warning current for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight. Ben McCree just about to enter Douglas Harbour. Three-day weather tonight. Dry with variable cloud and some evening sunshine possible. A moderate west or southwest wind. Lowest temperature 10 degrees Celsius. For tomorrow, Tuesday, Jemert, it's dry with sunny spells. Top temperature 16. Dry overnight into Wednesday. Minimum 11. And Ukraine, dry and bright up to 17 degrees. Low water is in a couple of minutes' time. Sunset is at 8 minutes to 10 tonight. High tide, 25 past 11. Sunrise, a quarter to 5 tomorrow. And the morning low tide at 11 minutes to 6.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Isle of Man Constabulary says 156 arrests were made during TT fortnight, and police have also confirmed there were no fatalities on open roads during this year's races. Rob Pritchard with some more detail.
According to statistics from the Constabulary, there were 34 collisions on open roads over the 2 weeks, which, it says, is 12 below the five-year average. There were 223 endorsable fixed penalty notices issued to motorists, 159 of which were for speeding. Elsewhere, authorities have confirmed £400,000 of Class A and B drugs were seized at Manx ports as part of Operation Strongbox. For Chief Constable Gary Roberts, this was his final TT, as he is due to retire at the end of this year. In a message on social media, he's praised not just the work of officers, but the good behaviour of the vast majority of visitors at this year's races.
I joined the Constabulary in 1984, and this will be my final TT. And in the run-up to it, I was a little bit anxious, really, because about 40% of our patrol officers had not been involved in the policing of the TT before. Lots of our road policing experts have moved on, and there were lots of people in new positions, and I was a little bit anxious, but the hard work over the winter and the spring, I think, has paid off. People who've come here to the island have had a really good attitude. The nighttime economy stuff has been absolutely brilliant. Big events around 1886, and the bushes have been policed really well, and I've lost count of the number of members of the public who visited the island who said to me, "You lot are fantastic." And that's because our attitude has been brilliant. We welcome the TT, we embrace it, and we have such a positive, engaging attitude with the public that I feel really proud of what we've done. And I'm delighted. The TT is a fantastic event, and the part the constabulary plays in it, I think, is an important role. And whatever you've done, however you've helped us, and however you've been to the island and enjoyed what you've done, you've played a part in all of that, so thank you.
The organisers of this year's TT Festival have promised to take any actions that will help improve the safety of the event. ACU Events Limited says comprehensive investigative processes are being followed for each of the serious incidents that occurred at this year's festival. Tessa Hawley.
ACU says every aspect of the incidents will be analysed by a multi-professional team using root cause methodology, and recommendations for delivery of the event in future will be made. Five TT competitors died during this year's event, the second highest number of fatalities on record. They were Mark Perslow, Davy Morgan, Cesar Chanel and Roger and Bradley Stockton. Three of the competitors were killed after incidents at the same spot on the mountain course, Aggo's Leap. Gary Thompson, the clerk of the course, said after every incident, the team works tirelessly to understand the circumstances, establish key learning and implement changes as soon as possible. Any fatality during an event, he says, is a tragedy. In a statement, Mr. Thompson adds, as an organisation, we promise to take any actions that can help improve safety and undertake this at the earliest opportunity. Meanwhile, local residents have voiced their concerns about what happened during this year's event, calling for more practice sessions and a tribute to those who died. Jill and Patrick contacted the Man in Line today.
I just think it's a sport that you're not going to stop people doing it, providing the Isle of Man puts it on. It's a revenue for the island. It shouldn't be a revenue for the island that people get killed. So in other words, if you don't give the people the chance of practicing on the course, it's totally wrong.
I've been very sad because I keep thinking about the five men that have left here and they're deceased. And I feel it's like business as usual here.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
The former Health and Social Care Minister says he had a good relationship with the department's former interim chief exec, despite her being criticised in a tribunal report. Catherine Maxson came in for criticism following the unfair dismissal of the Isle of Man's former medical director, and Douglas North MHK David Ashford has been discussing Ms. Maxson's time at the DHSC.
The acting CEO and myself as minister had a very good working relationship during my time. It is important, as I said in my statement, that there is that close working relationship, because if there isn't, then things break down. And we've seen that previously in DHSC over a number of years, where if the relationship between the minister and the CEO is not one of being able to trust one another, challenge, yes, but equally have that ability to trust the information that is being given, then very, very quickly the whole system breaks down, and it also creates potentially issues at a management team level as well, particularly if people feel elsewhere that that relationship isn't working. So it is absolutely crucial, that key relationship between the political and the administrative, to ensure that a department functions correctly.
What seems to have come out in the tribunal is that Mrs. Maxson was acting way off piste. So if you had this excellent relationship with her, presumably that then implicates you in some of her actions.
Well, I wouldn't, like I say, I'm going to be very careful what I say around the tribunal. What I would say is a good working relationship basically means that you work together and you are able to try and deliver things together. One thing I can say, because it doesn't have an implication for it, is if people read the report, it does actually say at the start, it praises Mrs. Maxson for the other things she was doing in the department, and then obviously says that there were potentially issues elsewhere. But I can't say much on that until the sub judice is lifted. But what I was referring to is the working relationship. So it doesn't mean the minister agrees with everything with the CEO, and it doesn't mean the minister's informed of every single thing that goes on day to day. What that relationship means is you have got to trust your CEO to get on with their job. So it's about having that trust that the people in concern need to be able to do the relevant job that they're employed to do.
The Isle of Man Constabulary says three young people are assisting them with their inquiries after an incident with a gas storage tank in Douglas last night. Chanel's back with the detail on that.
Emergency services and Manx gas engineers were called to Douglas Breakwater yesterday.
It's after the fire suppression system at Princess Alexandra Pier was activated and plumes of what appeared to be smoke could be seen billowing from the tank. Police asked people to stay away from the area whilst the situation was assessed, later confirming it was in fact water mist and vapour emitting from the emergency firefighting system. In an update today, the Isle of Man Constabulary says the activation was caused by deliberate damage to a pipe on the tank which contained normal air. No flammable gas was released and the pipe was quickly fixed. Three young people were identified as being responsible for the damage and are now assisting police with their inquiries. Officers say they wish to point out the obvious dangers of anyone tampering with gas supply equipment and trespassing in prohibited areas. Mengs Gas has thanked the prompt attendance of all emergency services who attended the scene to support its engineers in accordance with the site safety plan. The company has also confirmed there was no risk to public safety.
A Christian campaigner is claiming that proposed changes to next year's TT schedule could breach human rights. Peter Murcott says plans for racing to take place on Sunday will be unacceptable. He told Manx Radio his cardinal objection is that it's not necessary and is urging others to make their feelings heard.
The rest day should be Sunday and the RST superbike should be Monday, because Sunday is a day of rest. It's a day when many people go to church, and whenever you close the roads on a Sunday, you in effect mean that a substantial number of people can't go at all. I'll tell you why. Because the Road Races Act 2016, Section 6, talks about the roads closing between 1:30 and 5:30, but that's for the races. That doesn't include the period of time when the roads close in preparation for the races, which can be as early as 11:20 on the mountain road and 12:30 on all other roads, which means in effect that people who have gone to church could get caught on the course and might find that they get directed off the course and are put many miles endways to get to their home. So what I'm saying is I wish that this had been put out by whoever put it out as proposed, because it is far from a done deal. And I would encourage people who are concerned about the closure once again of roads on a Sunday for no valid reason, get their views in to whoever issues the consultation, which again, I'm not entirely sure on that. And I hope that the way it's accessed will be more than just airily telling people, oh, it's on the website, because not everybody is on the website.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Fast of my 17 minutes before 6. Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:15. She's just going astern onto the link span at the moment. We'll be departing this evening for Belfast at 8 o'clock, leaving Belfast at 1:30 a.m. back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 5:45. High-speed craft Manannan departed Liverpool at 2:21. She is safely on the link span too, having arrived about 3/4 of an hour ago. Manannan departs Douglas at 6:30 this evening, heading to Liverpool, getting there at 9:15. Departing Liverpool at 10 o'clock, back to Douglas at 01:45. And tomorrow morning's departures, Ben McCree, 8:45 for Heysham, and Manannan, 10 a.m. for Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Well, those potential changes to 2023's TT schedule may not just affect what happens on and around the Snaefell Mountain course, but could also impact events at Billown during the racing fortnight, especially the pre- and post-TT races. Phil Edge of the Southern Hundred Club has given his thoughts on next year's plans.
We've still got to have a lot of discussion and chats with the Departments of Enterprise on the new schedule concerning our pre-TT meeting. We have provision to race on the Sunday, which we have done in the past, So we would most likely move to the Sunday, but we need discussions on that, on the amount of time that the roads can be closed to accommodate our meeting. Regarding the post-TT, that's a little bit more difficult because of the manning situation for marshals and for the medical people.
With the situation that is looking like the case at the moment, just how big a challenge could that potentially pose?
I think it could do. Well, I think at the moment we're about 60% locals and 40% visitors who kindly marshal for us. Hopefully that will remain the same, although possibly it could go a little bit more relying on our visiting marshals. It is a problem. We might decide that they split it up or just come for 5 or 6 days. And so it could be, make a massive difference in some ways.
And then another matter raised there, medical provisions, of course. If, for example, the TT schedule in itself did move into particularly that Saturday where the post-TT has been, just how much could things be stretched in terms of medical provision?
Again, it's a serious thought. We need medics. They all say that, you know, what, marshals short, we don't run. You only need one medic short, you can have all the marshals, all the officials you want. But if you have one medic down, it's the same situation. And I think it's going to have to be re-educating the medical personnel who organise it, that they've got to try and get the appropriate staffing levels for over the period, and that it doesn't just stop on the Saturday or that Sunday.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 14 minutes before 6 in the UK, Lloyds Bank set to give staff a £1,000 bonus this summer to help with the increasing cost of living. We don't know whether it's going to be transferred to the Isle of Man. The lender will make the extra money available in August, with executives and senior managers exempt. It's understood 99.5% of the workforce will benefit from that one-off £1,000 payment. For a full Daily Market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. A drug which GlaxoSmithKline inherited in a takeover may just change the world. It's called Dostarlimab, retailed as Jemperli. Whilst in development for treatment of rectal cancer, has produced unprecedented results. Trial was small by any standard, but the findings were the talk of last week's American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting. The New York Times reports 18 early-stage rectal cancer patients took GlaxoSmithKline's Dostarlimab, a drug that's part of a category called checkpoint inhibitors. All 18 patients went into remission, and none experienced significant complications. The results will now be validated in a larger group of patients, and if it's good news and Dostarlimab really does unmask cancer cells and allow the human immune system to identify and destroy them.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. The FTSE 100 currently will close down 1.5% at 7,205. In Frankfurt, the DAX closed down 2.5% at 13,427. Currently, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials down 2%, 30,757. The S&P 500 down almost 3% at 3,789. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down just over 3.5% at 10,928. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 21.9 cents and €1 16.7 cents. And in commodities, Brent crude is up 0.5% at $122.69 a barrel, and gold is trading currently at $1,830 per troy ounce.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Recurring issues at Ronald's Way could put other airlines off wanting to fly to the Isle of Man. The view of the Arbury Castle tandem Lou MHK Jason Morehouse, who questioned the Infrastructure Minister about the impact flight cancellations are having on the island's reputation. Jason Morehouse told Manx Radio he's concerned about lighting issues and operational hours.
There's also the underlying issue in terms of, is the infrastructure correct? A lot of flights were cancelled during the year because of lighting-related issues. And if you're a big operator like EasyJet and you're coming kind of with a plane that's not full and all the additional complications, it's going to become quite a major concern for you. And you're going to be thinking, is this a place I want to do business with?
Would it also affect other airlines wanting to come in and do business here?
Yeah, because if they look at the Isle of Man and there's additional problems here, then we're going to have more difficulty. And I think, you know, being a small jurisdiction, we need to be punching above our weight and ensuring that the airport's open, that the lighting's correct. I know it's kind of an area that infrastructure in charge of day-to-day, but this is about the island's reputation.
But what can government do to rectify these? I mean, should it be that government is overseeing the running of the airport?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The two primary things that seem to come up with some reoccurrence are the lighting issue, but also the hours that the airport operates. And in terms of flexible working, perhaps we need to have more of that. I know it's not attractive, but we need to ensure that those workers are happy doing the jobs.
When you ask your question, do you have any idea or any sense of what the minister could say to you?
In an ideal world, he'd be talking about the investment in the airport in terms of the lighting, in terms of having the workforce that's able to meet the planes. It's not always going to be the case that they're arriving at 10:30 in the evening, but there will be occasions when that has to happen, and we need to have that flexibility. It seems at the moment that some providers such as EasyJet simply see that it's too risky to put a flight in the air after 8 o'clock in the evening, because once it kind of gets towards 9 o'clock, there's going to be issues in terms of landing, and they don't want to have a full plane of people returning to London or Manchester and then all the additional costs of putting them up in a hotel and then bringing them back to the island, because it's also an issue for them in terms of their reputation, their costs, and they don't want that additional hassle.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with athletics, and it was an impressive 48 hours or so at the weekend for three Manx athletes set to represent the island later this summer at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. On Saturday, David Malarkey and Sarah Astin were in action over 5,000 metres at the British Milers Club Grand Prix in Watford. Taking part in the Men's A and Women's A races respectively, Malarkey and Astin both went on to beat their personal best times. Sarah put in a superb display to finish third in the women's competition with a time of 15 minutes 39.03 seconds. Meanwhile, David managed an equally impressive performance in the men's contest, finishing just a few strides behind the winner of the event, who'd posted a 13 minutes and 47 seconds. Elsewhere, on Sunday, fellow Commonwealth Games athlete Ollie Lockley secured a high-quality result at the JCP Swansea Half Marathon. Lockley took third place overall in a time of 64 minutes 31 seconds, despite dealing with what he called gusty conditions and some sharp surges. Meanwhile, the 2022 Commonwealth Games will be taking place in Birmingham from the 28th of July to the 8th of August. And in motocross, Team Station Garage were back in action in rounds 3 and 4 of the Ladies and Girls British Championships run by Berkhamsted MCC at the weekend. In the Ladies Championship, Caitlin Adshead had two excellent rides, finishing second on the first day on Saturday before taking the outright win the day after from Nikita Smith. Meanwhile, in the Girls Inter, Ruby McCubbin had another two impressive second place finishes, and in the Girls D-Class, Claudag Higgins and Isla Kennington had a win and a second place each. Next weekend sees the team move on to Westhall Farm in Northumberland for round 6 and 7.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 25 past 5 EasyJet from Liverpool came in 10 minutes early. The 25 past 5 Loganair from Manchester came in 3 minutes late. Next inbound, the 5-8 Loganair patient transfer return plane from Liverpool showing on time. Then it's Loganair's 8 from London City on time. And the 25-9 EasyJet from Gatwick showing on time. Departing the Isle of Man, it's the 20-6 EasyJet to Bristol showing on time, and the 5-8 EasyJet to Liverpool showing on time. Then the 6 o'clock, I beg your pardon, it's the 5-6 EasyJet to Liverpool showing on time, and the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool showing on time. That's the patient transfer plane. And then the 9:05, last departure tonight, EasyJet to London Gatwick. The bottom end of the Slock's got temporary lights near the turn for Ballachill Ferrick. Still, Howarden Avenue Lane in Douglas closed for scaffolding work. The Doon Loop Road's closed for laying of replacement water mains. A section of Mill Road's closed near the power station in Peel for pipe work. And also temporary lights in Peel on Queen's Drive North View for resurfacing. Look out also in Douglas, temporary lights on Glen Crutchery Road near the police station turn for water main work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
And of course, the mountain road is open two-way. City status means Douglas Council has to provide city-level services for residents. The view from Councillor Devon Watson after the Manx capital was made a city of as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Very cool. Let's hope that this actually creates city-level services and it's not simply a lipstick on a pig. It's exciting stuff. And I think, it's cool to have a capital city instead of a capital town. So let's hope that this changes more than the sort of superficial.
And what was the thinking behind actually going for this, the city status?
I mean, it had been applied for before. We already had a previous application. It cost us absolutely nothing. So it was the view of officers and the previous council to sort of make the application and submit it in, and weren't really sure we'd get it, and we got it. And it's exciting stuff. I mean, I think it's being one of the first Crown dependencies to get it is cool. It is an honour. But then again, let's sort of hope that this is more than simply a symbolic measure, because I think that's what a lot of people are worried about. I think people are worried about, will this mean that we pay higher rates? And as a renter on a sort of median income, I don't really want to pay higher rates in order to justify city status, and I genuinely don't think that this is going to happen. I think it's about levelling up who we are and sort of putting us on the map.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Tessa Hawley. Remember, it's Parish Walk Day this Saturday. Hope your practice is going well, and Sunday it's Father's Day. And 3 weeks tomorrow, it's Tynwald Day.
WINT.